chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you say it coming, no time to play out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Rest my dab in the middle of it.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. We've got quite an interesting program this evening. But we're going to start off with Greg Reese on making some predictions and some pronouncements. And he's awful good. And then we'll follow that with Alex. And Alex is calling out Rand Paul and former President Trump. And I don't know how that's going to go, but we need to get them on board to really start describing this vaccine as other than a vaccine. So here we go with Greg Reese, and then I'll come back on and describe what Alex is going to say in just a second. Here we go now. Thank you.
As many of you may know, all of humanity is under a massive psychological warfare attack. And professor of clinical psychology Matthias Desmet, who has studied the psychology of totalitarianism, has done an excellent job of explaining how we got here and how we win. In dictatorships, obedience comes from a basic fear of the dictator. But with totalitarianism, the people are hypnotized into obedience. In psychological terms, this mass hypnosis is known as mass formation. And totalitarianism always starts with a mass formation inside the population. A mass formation requires four conditions for it to take root. The masses must feel alone and isolated, and their lives must feel pointless and meaningless. These conditions have been growing for years with social media, mobile devices, and 4 years of massive division experienced during the Trump administration that made people on all sides feel more isolated. The masses then must experience constant free-floating anxiety, and they must experience free-floating frustration and aggression. This simply means there is no discernible source for the anxiety or aggression. And so the person begins to irrationally crave a remedy, no matter how absurd or destructive it may be. And these conditions were met in 2020 with the COVID lockdowns and the BLM riots. They are now ripe for hypnosis. And once they accept the experimental vaccines, they feel solidarity, which validates the whole thing for them, no matter how senseless. They are now changed, no longer rational. They become more intolerant and cruel. So how do we win? Studies have shown that about 25% of the population cannot be hypnotized, and about 10% are highly susceptible to hypnosis. And Professor Desmet simplifies this even more for us. He says that 30% of people are now deeply hypnotized and have irrationally accepted the experimental shots as their solution. 40% are not yet hypnotized, but will ultimately go along with the herd. And the rest of us are seeing things clearly. What the enemy is trying to do is extremely dangerous, because if the masses ever awaken from their spell, they will demand justice. And so stress must constantly be maintained upon the masses until the mass formation is complete. We are the voice of dissent, and while we may not have much influence over the hypnotized 30%, we most definitely have sway over the 40% who will go along with the herd. We need to become the herd. Whether you think this all happened by accident or conspiracy, whether your reasons are based on religion or personal health, our voice of dissent must become one. It must grow, and it must never end. We must spread the seeds of doubt to everyone, at the gas station, at the grocery store, at work, at home, with the neighbors. They are desperately trying to provoke a civil war or a violent revolution because they can control that. Violence will not break people out of the hypnosis. It will only push more people into it. Telling the truth has become a revolutionary act. Telling the truth to everyone you meet will save humanity. So keep doing it.
You can shove your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can shove your vaccine mandates up your ass. You can shove your vaccine mandates. Shove your vaccine mandates. Shove your vaccine mandates up your ass.
Quite really, really good, overwhelming, I would say, pronouncements by Greg Reese. But coming up next is Alex Jones, and he tells it like it is, but he's trying to get on board Rand Paul and former President Trump. And I don't know if it's gonna work or not, but Rand Paul has been attacking Fauci. And so anyway, here we go with what Alex thinks about that. He does have the guts to stand up on these things, I'll say that.
I want to be totally clear about this. I am not attacking President Trump and Senator Paul when I come back because I'm even mad at them. I'm not attacking them because I want to say I'm holier than them and I'm smarter than them and I was right and I knew more than they did. It's not what this is about. This is about lighting a fire under their ass to get them to save themselves and save us in the process because they are leaders and I know they're both good men. Because if we want to sit here and be mad at Trump for authorizing the poison death shot and the horrible crime he's now a party to, if he doesn't soon say no to this and stand up, is Senator Paul. He's the one that advised Trump. Trump, trust him. And Paul blinded himself because he's a good doctor and just couldn't believe that actually roll out a poisonous injection. And he knows that inoculation is a real technology, and so he signed on to this. We could sit here and make this all about the bad guys. But why aren't we asking ourselves, why aren't the good guys? Because there are good people in government and good people in corporations. Why aren't they speaking out? Why aren't they doing more? And the answer is they're trying to balance things and they're waiting for us. They're waiting for somebody else to be a leader so it's not as dangerous for them. And that's where I come in. And that's where you come in. Because, yes, I will do whatever it takes to expose this, no matter what happens to me personally, because I realize we're going to lose everything in the end anyways if we don't. And so the only shot we've got is securing the future for our children and doing what other men of honor did in the past, and that's where we are. And so you see Joe Rogan doing the right thing. You see Tucker Carlson doing the right thing. You see Paul starting to do the right thing, and Trump edging towards it. Well, let's drag him into the light. And let's make them do the right thing.
But Fauci should go to prison for 5 years for lying to Congress. They've prosecuted other people. They've selectively gone after Republicans. But in no way will they do anything about him lying. But he should be prosecuted for lying. But at the very least, he should be taken out of his position because I think he costs people lives through misinformation.
While we speak, hundreds of thousands of children, soon will be millions, across the Western world, not just in America, are being injected with the poisonous GMO bioweapon. Please put on screen today's live show headline, please. And I'm going to lay out how we stop it right now together. Friday emergency broadcast. Biden pledges to forcibly inject all babies at birth with Pfizer's bioweapon. Meanwhile, the globalist-controlled CIA has been caught protecting massive pedophile rings in the CIA. The Great Reset is here. Its goal is to populate the Earth. Tune in now and learn how we can fight back and win. So there are a lot of chinks in the New World Order armor, and I try to attack every one of them. Obviously, you being awake, you praying to God, you taking action, that's the number one thing. That's the ocean in which we swim. Being an example to others of telling the truth and being persecuted to inspire others doesn't intimidate real men is also another thing you can do, and I've done that. thanks to you keeping me in the arena, you've done that. Your gravity, your support has held us there. Your gravitas, your will, thank you for joining wills with me. And there are so many ways to fight the tyrants. You're not going to change the hearts of Fauci and Biden and their controllers. They love the fact that you know that they're murderers. They love the fact you know they're pedophiles. It's funny to them. Joe Biden loves the fact that he's always passed his wife around at sex orgies. That's why I bragged about it yesterday with Fauci. It's well known. That's just the tip of the iceberg. They have sex with their children, for God's sakes. That's just the open door to this devilry. So when you look at all that, you can demonize them all day long, and they deserve it, and it's important to do. But more important is understanding why Donald Trump went along with Warp Speed. And if you understand that, you understand how to get Trump to wake up and go against the globalists. And we have to get him on record. We have to get him noticed. We have to let him know. And then if Trump, by a deadline, does not come out and start telling the truth, we have to then have a large convention through our shows and our broadcast, and a consensus needs to be developed on something this important with not just this broadcast, but other shows and listeners, and have a large sounding board committee discussion. And then we have to decide what we're going to do about Trump, because I gave him the benefit of the doubt and knew the globalists hated him so much and wasn't sure exactly which avenue they were going down a year and a half ago. But now it's extremely clear what's happening. And people say, well, he's out of office now. Why don't we just move on from Trump? No, Trump gets basically everybody he supports elected. He is a big drive in the Republican Party, a big fundraiser, and he's getting a lot of good people elected. Some aren't perfect, but they're a lot better than Democrats. And so they want to destroy Trump because he's an asset for America, and if we could really get him to wake up, he'd be a total asset. Now, that's my thoughts on that. But it's important to understand how Trump got sucked into Operation Warp Speed. They came to him and said, hey, we need right to try law. They won't let people have drugs that have been out for decades that will probably save them, even though they're terminal. And Trump said, yeah, let's pass a law that people that are adults are allowed to do whatever experimental therapy they want. I'm all for that. I'm like, yes, innovation. Then they come to him and say, sir, mRNA, it'll totally save people. It'll keep the economy open. If we don't keep the economy open, it'll cause a chain reaction and starve tens of millions to death worldwide. And Trump talked to Senator Paul. And Senator Paul's like, I've looked at the mRNA technology. It looks like it's going to work, sir. I guess we need to go ahead with it. They didn't see the fine print. They didn't know. And it got rammed through. Well, now everybody knows it massive increases in the statistics of you dying if you've had these shots and doesn't protect you and increases your chances of getting COVID and being seriously ill or dying. So we know that's all a fraud. And so now is the time to aggressively get in the face of the Republican Party. And I mean, if people got to go do peaceful sit-ins at their offices or whatever, then that needs to happen. We don't want to see any January 6th stuff, but the left does sit-ins all the time, and the media says they're great. Well, we need to do sit-ins, especially in their home offices, over this until they do something about the poison shot. And we're this close to flipping the Republicans fully against the globalists. And they all know what's going on now. If they'll just have the courage, we can put Fauci in prison, stop the whole thing, reverse this deal right now, and really defeat the globalists on a mass scale. There'll still be problems. They're still dug in. The system's still corrupt, but they won't be on this giant offense against humanity. So we can get governors and legislatures and grand juries to move against the New World Order. That'll be good as well. And again, they will try to punish and target and harass whoever does the right thing. But that's okay, because more people will then stand up, because courage is contagious, and then they won't be able to stop us all. It's like when they draw the line in the sand and whoever is going to stay, step across, whoever's going to go, don't step across. And when you realize you have nothing else to lose and the globalists are going to get worse and worse and take more and more freedoms and do more and more horrible things, and that submission is death, then you're not going to go along with it. I mean, things are only going to get worse when we submit to this. And if you want to know where we're going, next segment, I will play a lot of these clips for you. But speaking of clips, let's go to Biden. Remember, when he says he wants to make it available to newborns, that means mandatory. Just like right after they said, oh, available to 12 and up, mandatory. Available 5 and up, mandatory. So what he's saying is, we're coming with mandatory injections. And whatever you see in Germany or Australia is coming here, here he is.
I have a 3-year-old. Is there going to be a time that can, am I going to be okay? Is she going to be okay? Or he going to be okay? And let me say this. I strongly support the independent scientific review of vaccine usage for children under 5. Now, we can't take shortcuts with that scientific work, but I'll do everything in my power to support the FDA to do this safely and quickly as possible when we get to that, around that point.
Oh, we got to do it safely and good and not rush it. When it's all secret, it's all rush. They try to suppress the FDA documents of in just the first few weeks of the injections, mass death. We covered that yesterday. Moore is breaking on that as we speak. Now, here's Senator Paul getting it right, going in the right direction. But he needs to come out and say, we were misled about these shots. They are causing major health problems. They're erasing immune systems. I was wrong. I was conned into Operation Warp Speed, and Trump would follow suit immediately, because he really respects Dr. Paul. They're friends now. So Rand Paul's the person to lobby and to target. And I'm not saying we go to sit-ins next week. I'm simply saying we need to put him on notice that we see him as a real leader. The children demand protection. They're trying to make all this forced right now. The parents are being manipulated into doing it. We need to stand for the children. And he needs to admit he was wrong, because he's one of the main people that got Trump to go along with this. Here's Senator Paul.
Their new $5 trillion reconciliation plan, and there's no accountability for Fauci. Look, we know that he lied under oath. Will there be any accountability for lying to your face?
We've referred him to the Department of Justice, but then again, Merrick Garland is the one now going after parents that go to school board meetings, so I don't have a lot of hope that he is actually going to be an objectively looking at Fauci's lying. But Fauci should go to prison for 5 years for lying to Congress. They've prosecuted other people. They've selectively gone after Republicans, but in no way will they do anything about him lying. But he should be prosecuted for lying. But at the very least, he should be taken out of his position, because I think he costs people lives through misinformation. Every time he tells people.
And it's Fauci that created the virus and Fauci that ran the vaccine program with Bill Gates. And so you need to say, oh, he lied to us on all this now. I really want the listeners to have this sink in, because I know you're smart. That instead of pressuring Democrats to stop raping us and enslaving us, we need to pressure Republicans, legally and lawfully, because they always say we're calling for violence, and we're calling the opposite. If violence worked, they've already attacked us a lot. I'd be calling for it. They've got it all set up where it'll backfire on us. So I don't just add a proviso, let's not be violent, wink, wink. No, do not throw the first punch. Do not shoot first. Go back to Lexington and Concord at Bunker Hill. What did the captain of the militia say? He said, we don't want a war to start today. We're not going to shoot first. But if they shoot first, it's a war they want. It's a war they'll get. So we're here. We've been warning the people. We've been preparing our forces to peacefully beat this. But they're coming for the children. They're actually attacking the children now. So we have a responsibility. So I'm not going to spend my time on Fauci. I'm going to spend my time on the people that can stop this. And there's nothing wrong when you're admitted to be wrong, and when you're a good person and you tell people you were wrong. And Rand Paul needs to say, listen, I believe in vaccines. They're real technology. They can have problems. This isn't a vaccine. Now they're trying to force on everybody. It's making everybody really, really sick. Here's the statistics. Here's the numbers. He's really smart. I've known him since before he had his medical degree. And, yeah, I was interviewing Rand Paul in 1996 for his daddy to get him reelected to the House of Representatives, because he'd been in the 80s for only one term. And, again, I used to call up Rand Paul and hear his kids crying in the background. That's how long I've known him, longer than that, hell. And so he's a good guy. But just because we're faced with horrible, evil circumstances, just because the globalists are assaulting everybody, just because it sounds crazy to talk about all this, we've got to be like Tucker Carlson. And say, okay, Alex Jones was right. We're really in deep trouble. This is real fascism. This is a real war. They're really killing us. That's the only way to beat it, is admit you're in a fight. I mean, if your house is on fire, you go, well, I choose to not admit it's on fire. I'm just going to claim that it's missing a few shingles. Your house is going to burn down. But if you admit the house is on fire, there's still time to put it out, ladies and gentlemen. But we got to admit how much trouble we're in. So, yeah, coming out and saying arrest Fauci takes a lot of courage. He's done that. Coming out and saying you shouldn't forcibly inoculate people, and people that have natural immunity is way, way better. So why are you trying to make them take a shot? Yeah, that's logic. That's common sense. But the rest of the way, Senator, where they admit in all these studies I've got here, mainline studies, that it erases your immune system to take these injections, and that it's not a vaccine, and that it's causing heart attacks and blood clots, and that your own speeches on the Senate floor about it have been censored. That's not just wrong, it's dangerous. And it's not just dangerous, it's clear and present tyranny. That's not just a clear and present danger, it's a clear and present hammer hitting us in the damn head. So, we're already going out to protest Beto tomorrow. We're already going to go out and protest at some of the vaccine injection centers where they're shooting the kids up. I'm doing what I said I'll do. I need you to do similar things. And we need folks to go to Mar-a-Lago and protest. We need Trump supporters to go there and protest Trump and get him to come out against Fauci and this damn shot to say he was misled. But I'm not holding my breath. We get Rand Paul to do it, Trump will follow. Okay? He's the type of guy that puts total faith in doctors and total faith in the military. And some doctors are great and some military are great and some suck. But it doesn't matter. We get Rand Paul. He's the real point. The whole house of cards comes down. And we're this close. And we've already are getting Ted Cruz. And we're already getting Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley. We are driving them into political combat with the globalists as they're supposed to do as American senators standing up for this country against the crazy multinational corporations that think they're going to get away with all this because they can sit back and watch us destroy each other from afar. And that's another huge part of the solutions here. Get the Stu Peters clip ready, please. Is we need to let the New World Order and the Hungarian Queen of England and all the rest of them know that we know who they are, and we know what you've done, running your evil mouths about how you want to kill us with a virus, Prince Philip and Prince Charles. And you are the bad guys, just like Fauci and just like Gates. We need to move on up from Fauci and Gates to Prince Charles and to Klaus Schwab. That's the top tier. Those are the guys at the top. And there's other ones in the shadows. They're all related. It's one damn group. You want to talk about some inbred white people, folks, this is them. And the Rothschilds 200 years ago bred into them. Well, 250 it started, but the Rothschilds bred into these people 250 years ago, and they're basically Saxe Coburg Gotha now. So you can sit there and look at the size of the enemy and all the stuff they're up to and think, well, we just can't beat them. They're going to kill you anyways. All you can do is fight now. And if you identify them and you expose them, they will go down. They will be destroyed by their own operation. But we don't have time to play games. Now, here's Stu Peters getting Mark Meadows on, Stu Peters' frequent guest host, and confronting him about Trump and saying, we need you to do something about this. Because you know Mark Meadows is hearing from his constituents that Trump is destroying himself and helping kill a bunch of people being part of this. Here it is.
Does the president know that the shots that they're calling vaccines that he's pushing on the entire populace are killing all kinds of people?
You know, I don't know that he knows any of that as it relates to the vaccine, Stu. I can tell you that...
If I give you the information, would you bring it to him? Because they're pushing this on our kids.
You should send it to us. Obviously, I forwarded other information to him, but if you send it to me, I'll be glad to make sure it gets in his hands.
So we need to see a lot more of that. Bravo, Stu Peters, Red Voice Media. All right.
Finishing out this first hour is Jordan Maxwell. And he has had over a career that has spanned, at least over 50-something years, 60 years maybe, the insight that very few people have had. And he sees that this New World Order is being is establishing a world communist movement, and they have been for a long time. This is why it's difficult to see exactly, and they have this control left that they're helping to bring world communism and put us under that yoke. But here we go with Jordan Maxwell, then I'll make some comments at the end.
Our incoming world government will be called God's Kingdom. And God's Kingdom is going to be the same old stuff that's always been pushed from day one. God's Kingdom will have the symbol of a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east to represent the coming of the World Communist Party to rule the world. Here you have pictures within the Christian church of the sunrise over the mountains. Christian challenge, you'll see the sunrise over the mountains. The whole idea of Christianity is based on the sunrise over the mountains of the east. Stained glass, where the hapless father is showing his wife and the children. See, here's what we're going to be crawling on our knees to. The Masonic Order of Italy, under the Holy Father, who represents God through the World Godfather, who's going to bring about the new day and a new dawn of the sunrise. And Jimmy Carter, oh Jimmy, in a speech in Plains, Georgia, on the dawn of November 3rd, 1976, Jimmy said, "I see the sun rising on a beautiful new day." A beautiful new day, Jimmy Carter. No wonder our country has been raped and plundered and our laws are trashed and our future is being trashed. So we have something called the New Day, which is CNN. I call CNN the Communist News Network, the New Day. And so the New Day is presented in CNN, and what is the inside of? It's inside of a red square. That's what you, in Russia, they have a red square in the Soviet government. It's in the red square. And so this whole idea of the dawn of a new day for the entire world is coming about. Nearly a dozen big Republican donors backing different presidential candidates are coming together to help fund an advertising campaign attacking the frontrunner, Donald Trump, who faces sharp criticism from rules. This week for his inflammatory comments about Muslims. Matthew David, a spokesman for the group planning this attempt by the super PAC, calls the new day for America. And this is where it's going to be supporting the Ohio governor, and this whole new thing about to overthrow the President Trump is being guided by an organization called the New Day for America, the World Communist Movement. Now, Karl Marx, we know, has been called the father of communism. He was the father of nothing. He didn't come up with communism. It was the Illuminati Freemasons. But here in this article in the encyclopedia, it says Karl Marx said that for society to change into a communistic society, it's going to take a transitional period. It's going to take a little time for us to get the people prepared for accepting a new world order in their government. No more freedom, no more of that bull crap of freedom and liberty and justice for all. That's over. We've got a new government coming out, a new world order in which everybody is going to crawl on your knees to the emperor. And you better get yourself in line with the new government. And so Karl Marx said that for a society to change into a communist government, that's why we have old B.O. with the change you can believe in. Yeah, the change is changing from American to a communist new world order. here, and the Discovery Channel had a series of videos put out about the life of Adolf Hitler. It says in the back of this video, it says, Volume 1, The Early Years of Adolf Hitler. For a nation in darkness, well, Germany was not in darkness. It was a highly intelligent country. And it says, for a nation in darkness, it was the promise of a new dawn for the failed artists, Adolf Hitler. It was a chance to change society. Well, that's what B.O. talked about, the change that people will believe in. This is the change you've been waiting for. You're tired of all this freedom and liberty and justice for all and goodness and decency. Let's change it into a world communist party and a world totalitarian state in which the whole world will now live under totalitarian Roman fascism. The dawn of a new day, communist crap, was not new, of course, but back in 1939, we see. The World's Fair was called the dawn of a new day in New York, 1939 World's Fair. Most people didn't know what that all meant, that the dawn of a new day was the World Communist Party out of Italy, Rome, secret societies, manipulating and exploiting the ignorance of the people, setting up a whole new world order. Dawn of a new day. We have the music of Horace Heidt, the musical accompaniment to the World 1939 World's Fair. Dawn of a new day. 9 1/2 mystics, the Kabbalah today. The Kabbalah and the 9th chapter of this book, called The Fragrance of Eden, the way of one who is caught between the suns of a dying and a dawning new day. It's all part of an ancient Jewish religion based on the Aton, the god of Egypt, the god of the sun. And here you have socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx cannot be entirely brought about by comprehensive systems of state ownership and by the leveling of wealth. If that was done without the spiritual leveling, the result would be the same as you largely suggest. These were two people talking about, can we have this new world order of the world revolutionary movement take over the entire earth without the churches, without religion? No, you've got to get the churches involved. You get the people in the churches involved to support the World Communist Party. Oh, okay, if that's the case. So here we have Christian television and radio stations with 14 hours of Christian teachings. You will see the first program is called The Dawn of a New Day. The New Day Community Church, Sunrise Behind the Mountains of the East. The New Day Community Church of Nazarenes. It's a new day dawning. So get ready and get on your knees and be prepared to accept the Lord in the new day which is coming. The new Messiah, a new order on the earth. You always see the sunrise behind the mountains of the east. The churches have bought into this stuff big time. It's a new day. Christianity has bought into this Masonic new day, new dawn crap, and the people have no idea in the world. They're just following as they always have. They just follow what their preachers tell them, and their church is going all the way for the dawn of a new day. Here's a daily Bible study. We need to study about the dawn of a new day. New Day Christian Church Fellowship. It's all over the web, everywhere you go. New Day Christian Churches. Everything is the new day and the new dawn with the sun rising. And Jesus, of course, is the sun who's rising. He's our risen Savior. Of course Jesus is your risen Savior because Jesus represents the Son. And the Son is your risen Savior. If it don't come up tomorrow, we're dead in 3 weeks. So the Son is your risen Savior. So if you're looking for God and anything spiritual in churches, you might as well forget it. This is one great big Marxist-Leninist communist operation that is now hovering over the entire world. And the people of this world have no idea in the world what this stuff really means and where it actually came from. But it's coming. Now, what's interesting in conclusion, and here is the really interesting part, the culmination of all of this. The New Day Church for people like you. And I'm thinking of myself when I first read that. The New Day Christian Church for people like you who have no brains, who have no... who are brain dead, who have never been educated, that don't know how to read, can't think, and have no idea in the world what's going on. This is a church just for you. It's called the New Day Christian Church. So just come on in and sit down and be quiet and make sure you're in compliance with your government for the New Day Christianity. One last thing I want to show you. Welcome to the New Day Church. This poor girl has no idea on the earth what's going on. And she is leading all the other people who really are ignorant and have no idea. So we can say that the Communist Party, in the dawn of a new day for the world of Christianity, is over. The churches are now and are fully in the hands of the Masonic Order out of Rome. This is why the Vatican and the Roman system of Freemasonry operates throughout the whole world. And the people have no idea in the world what the symbols mean and where it came from. But this is what's important for me, from my point of view. I threw this little piece in at the end. Back in the 1980s, early 1980s, there was a television show about aliens who came from another planet and came here to this world and wanted to take over the world of mankind. And they were reptilian aliens. And they presented themselves as the saviors of the human race. We come here to save the human family, to protect you and to give you a new technology and all these wonderful things we're going to do for you while we're eating you. And so the television show was the original miniseries called V. Do you remember this? Did you ever see it? Okay, now V was redone a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, ABC, this was originally on NBC. ABC, equally as bad as NBC. I always say ABC is all about communism. NBC is nothing but communism. And CBS is a communist broadcasting system. So in the 1980s, there was a television show, this is important, a TV show called Original Miniseries V, where it was a story of the extraterrestrials who came here in a huge saucer-shaped disc, and they took over the Earth, and slowly but surely they were being able to take over the whole world. And little by little by little, they're taking over the entire Earth. And the article in the newspaper talked about how V stands for victory. Well, the communists have a victory. This is the emblem or the sign that gets spray-painted over posters of the alien race that have come to the Earth and is used as a sign of rebellion for those who stand against the aliens, the reptilians in form. The aliens disguise themselves as humans. They look human. And in order to pull them off their gods, pull the people off their god, the aliens look like beautiful humans. And they've come here to help you. They're going to help you like Jesus. They're going to help you like the church. And what they're going to help you, you'll see. They claim that they are in need of a chemical substance on our planet and ask for our help to produce it. In return, they offer to teach us about their advancements in science and technology that the aliens have, and little to the humans' knowledge, the reptilians are in fact stealing our water and cryogenically freezing humans to transport them back to their planet for food. That sounds about normal. The series centers on the efforts of a journalist named Michael Donovan and a group of rebel fighters who try and save the planet by fighting against the aliens. So if you remember that show, it came on back in 1980 called V. Well, ABC also created the show just recently. And here it is on ABC Network. The TV series called V. And V in the magazine is being advertised and says, ABC has released this full new preview of V, which is the re-imaging of the 1980s miniseries about the world's first encounter with an alien race and what the aliens call themselves the visitors, and have a seemingly friendly agenda and may or may not be covered for something more malevolent. So ABC has redone the television show V. Then another ad says this: the full V preview now online. The source is ABC Television. ABC has released a full new preview of V, which is a re-imaging of the 1980 miniseries about the world's first encounter with an alien race, in which the aliens and them call themselves the visitors and have seemingly friendly agenda that may or may not be covered for something more malevolent. And here is the punchline to this whole lecture. And in the TV series, the so-called alien visitors, distribute a booklet among the people of the world explaining their mission here on the earth. And the TV series, the so-called visitors distribute a booklet explaining their mission here on the earth. I think that's very nice of them to do that, to explain to all the humans on the earth what the alien visitors are going to do. Here is the pamphlet they're distributing from the V television, The Dawn of a New Day. This is ABC Television promoting world communism in the video V. And they're telling us that it is the alien visitors who have put us up to this crap and who are misleading the entire human race.
About 10 minutes.
Tim? So, the bottom line on this is we have been had. The whole human race, by so-called visitors, alien visitors, and that's what I believe has been happening, is that the world is being guided into a destiny that we cannot get out of. We cannot face the reality of the destiny we are facing on the earth today. We humans are nothing more than animals to the visitors. And it's frightening to think of how ABC and NBC, national radio and television shows, are promoting the dawn of a new day in their television shows. America and the New World Order back in 1940. Building a new world is dumb and dumber. Karl Marx said the society to change into a communist system, there he is, the communist leader, to change our society. And Hillary with the dawning of the new day. And we have Adolf Hitler on the top with his fist rising, his raising fist of the dawn of a new day for Germany and our beloved Nazi, fascist, bloodletting, murderous traitor to our country, with his fist leading the American people and the American government into a dawn of a new day revolution. American zombie. That's who we are today. We're here, we're dead, and get used to it. And here is Adolf Hitler giving the communist symbol, the salute of the World Communist Party, and we have Miss, what's her name? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic Party. Miss Schultz, a nice Jewish girl, with her hand raised with Adolf Hitler for the dawn of a new day for the American people. My God, these people are horrible. We need to wake up and let the world know that this is not going to work. All over the world, humans know that there's something very bad coming. And something very bad is in the wind. And I'm telling you, watch what's going to happen in America in October of this coming year. I believe that there's going to be something terrible is going to happen in October. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but I do believe it's going to be absolutely, unbelievably horrible. And Americans are not prepared for it. Because these people who are working for the dawn of a new day, like Adolf Hitler and David Wasserman Schultz and all these other people who are helping to lead the American people into their destiny of criminality and putting us into prison camps and taking our country and our freedoms from us, we're losing bad. Why? Because of education. The people of this world are not educated, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to enlighten the human family as to what's coming. And here we have the silver dollar with the lady, Liberty, and the article said, Miss Liberty is walking toward the dawn of a new day. Isn't that wonderful? And here we have Stalin talking about, this is what we call socialism. That's why you have all the social networks, Facebook and all these other social networks. Yeah, because this is called socialism. Socialism is nothing more than the old Masonic order out of Vatican promoting a world totalitarian dictatorship. So you can flush your hope here. Who is behind the world communist plot to destroy civilization around the world? The guys who are really behind this stuff in the Vatican is a special group. You need to know who they are. Here they are. They're called the Jesuits. As far as I'm concerned, the Jesuits are the original men in black. The Jesuits are a special priesthood who are designed and promoted and designed to do one thing, and that is to overthrow mankind's governments and bring about a new Vatican Masonic New World Order in which all nations of this world will crawl on their knees to the Holy Father, who will bring about what we call a new world order out of Rome. This is what we are now dealing with, a group called the Jesuits. Jesuits, purveyors of world violence since 1540. World violence by the Jesuits. The secret plan of the order. Books that I have had in my possession of about understanding the secret society of the Jesuits. It's even called the Jesuit conspiracy. Code word Babylon. Danger in the Vatican. The sons of Loyola and their plans for world domination. The Jesuits held the Vatican. It is my opinion, said the Marquis d'Affolant, in my opinion, that the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, will be destroyed, if it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests. For they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberties. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe, says the Marquis d'Affolant, a French statesman. John Adams, my history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supported by unquestionable authorities. It is very particularly and very horrible. There, the Jesuit order of Pius XII is indeed a step toward darkness, cruelty, despotism, etc., and death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in the hell and in hell, it is the Jesuits of the Ignatius Loyola of the Catholic Church. Winston Churchill said, you must understand that this is not against Hitler or National Socialism. This war is against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it is in the hands of a Hitler or a Jesuit priest. Abraham Lincoln said, I feel more and more each day that it is not against the Americans of the South alone that we are fighting. It is more against the people of Rome, the Pope of Rome, and his perfidious Jesuits, and their blind and bloody, bloodthirsty slaves. Abraham Lincoln to Charles Chinnery, the priest. So, the three Jesuits and the downfall of the president. Richard Nixon had him around himself. He had Jesuit priests advising him. And they advised him and give him the advice on what to do with his presidency. And he ended up losing the presidency and stepping down. And so the article in the magazine said, Watergate S.J., Society of Jesus, three Jesuits and the downfall of the president. People don't know that in that Watergate hearing, that was all about the Jesuits overthrowing the United States government. The secret history of the Jesuits, who founded Nazism. They financed it, organized it, directed it, the Communist Party and the Nazi Party. The Jesuits and Marxism. These are articles and magazines and books and videos about the rise of the Jesuits in the Catholic Church. Why are the American Jesuits going to bat for the communists? And this incredible old man is a Jesuit, leading the Jesuits, and if you find out the stuff that he has pulled himself, the incredible stuff that he has done himself, and how absolutely, without a doubt, is so incredibly evil. And the people of the church couldn't care less. They just loved the Pope. Just like they loved old B.O. Because the people just loved to be, they loved, the people seemed to be in love with the idea of being ripped off and raped and plundered. And so the church says, yeah, well, somebody's got to do it, so it might as well be us. Here is the first Jesuit mafia pope is given a crucifix with Jesus hanging on the communist hammer and sickle by Romania's communist dictator. And here the pope is getting a hammer and sickle from the communist party. And you'll see Jesus hanging on the hammer.
Welcome back. Yes, my closing comments for this first hour is that was Jordan Maxwell, and he has really in-depth research for over 60 years in this area, so he's someone to listen to. And what is happening is very, very dangerous. I'm going to have his video of a two-hour presentation he gave back last spring at a major event. I'm going to put that up. And then I'm going to put up an interview that Mike Adams had with Martinez, James Martinez. And that interview with James Martinez is blowing the lid off of Omicron. Omicron, he's saying, is a trigger word that has been used by these real deep programming groups operating under UK Ultra and these other, operations and projects in the past. And you could say Monarch programming was part of their stuff too. But, he gets in a really good, interview, in depth, I'd say, with Mike Adams. Mike Adams knows something about this, but not as much as at the other people out here. There's targeted individuals, the Monarch program. They're all using DID, dissociative identity disorder techniques, and multiple personality, disorder systems to create these, you could say, alter personalities. An alter personality would be a personality that is over and apart from and beyond that really core, self, okay? And this is what they've been doing for a number of years. Dr. Green was operating in this country, and his real name was Mengele out of Germany. Yes, Dr. Mengele did escape Germany and resettled in Argentina. And he's the man that came in under the name of Dr. Green and organized the Monarch program and other very, very evil types of operations. So the James Martinez says that the National Security Act of 1947 is what they've been using to operate these programs behind. So that's something that we must all listen to and take note of, because I agree with that wholeheartedly. And that's what they've been doing. They've been using those kinds of systems hidden behind national security to really put us in a major, major bind. Well, thank you very much for listening, and good night, and God bless each and every one of you, and let's work to save this country. So good night and good luck.